Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I just got a bit of a random question.
Yeah.
Do you guys take Cert 3 placements at all?
We don't, no. Unfortunately. We only take vet students in the fifth year.
In which year, sorry?
Fifth year vet students.
Sorry. Do you know if, like, exotic vets in general or, like, bird vets at all, they would take cert for vet nurses? Or is that generally just vets that?
It depends. Is that to, like, finish the cert for, or are they already qualified?
I go into cert for next year.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm not too sure about the other vets. We don't tend to, just because, like, what you've got to do when you're cert for doesn't really sort of cover exotics too much. That's a bit difficult. So, we don't tend to. You can always send us an email with the details and everything, and I can let the vets know and have a look at it. Otherwise, I don't know if the unusual pet vets do. Or there's the Brisbane Bird and Exotics at Greenslope.
Yeah. Do you guys, like, take qualified vet nurses, or are vet nurses more, like, practical in, like, vet clinics? Do you know what I mean? Like,
sorry, what was that, sorry?
Like, do exotic vets, like, they do take qualified vet nurses, or is it mainly just general practices that will...
Like, for hiring... like as a position. We do. It's just because it's such a much more it's very, very different, so a lot of the time you need to be a lot more experienced, so it just all depends. Because it is very different to dogs and cats, and they don't tend to teach you too much about it. So we, like, usually I think most places would take more experienced vet nurses, not sort of fresh graduated. That's the only thing. So it is quite difficult. If you wanted to send an email through with sort of like the details and stuff, I can definitely get the vet, like the head vet and admin nurse to have a look and see if you wanted to do that. But yeah, like, I don't know about the other guys, but there is, like, the Murrumbidowns vet do see exotics as well, but they also do see dogs and cats, so that might be, like, an easier stepping stone. They're just at Murrumbidowns.
Okay, beautiful. If you don't mind, just one more pick-your-brain question.
Yeah.
For the exotic side of it, like, once I get experience, is Cert 4 fine, or is there, like, another course that's, like, really good to do?
Fine. Like, there are sort of different courses, exotics and wildlife wise, that you can do for a bit more sort of background, but there's not sort of anything like specific.
Okay.
It's just I guess sort of mostly experience a lot of the time. Even like the wildlife hospitals, getting experience there can be really good
as well.
They probably don't do placement, but volunteering and things like that.
So it's really, just get foot in the door and transition up.
A lot of people do, because it is quite difficult.
I might do that. I might just do set 4 and then work my way out. But thank you so much for letting me.
If you want to send an email, that's fine. We can have a look and reply for you, and I'll show the vet and everything.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for your help and letting me pick your brain.
That's all good. No worries. No problem at all. If you have any other questions, just, email us, and, it's easy enough to respond to.
I will. Thank you so much.
No problem. All right.
Have a good day.
Bye.